Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We tried to have this conversation yesterday. We had some technical issues. Wendy Elberts is the CEO of the Restaurants Association of South Africa. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting us.
So, of course, we now know the story. Masks are no longer a thing. But I guess the challenge is to change human behavior, because we are all used to going out a lot less than we once did. How do we do that?
Look, I think the positive spin on the relaxation of masks is welcoming for the patrons that frequent our restaurants. I think throughout COVID, they've shown their loyal support. They've been frequenters of the restaurants and dining space, and they've always felt that we put the health and safety of our patrons as a high priority. So we certainly haven't seen this as a negative trait at all moving forward. I think if we have to start talking about negative traits, we need to raise the issue of Eskom and the load shedding, which is obviously having both a positive and negative impact on the industry. You know, one, we are busier because of load shedding, because people tend to come and have their meals in our restaurants.
Ah, interesting that,
but the cost to run the generators and the switch over time and the inconvenience to patrons is often the challenging part. And then obviously on our side, the major challenges is obviously the service and maintenance of many parts of the equipment, with the switching on and off with the electrical surges that are having bigger challenges.
Are you finding that a reasonable number of restaurants within the group do have alternative power?
Look, there's so many aspects that we are facing. You know, we've just come through COVID. We are now dealing, obviously, with the high interest rates. We're dealing with the high food prices from our suppliers, petrol prices, obviously having a strained disposable income from many of our patrons. These are all the elements that are affecting our industry, and not only in our industry, but also other industries. And I think it has a spill forward on the roll forward of the economy. So we have to tackle these holistically as a country. We need to talk to government, we need to talk to banks, we need to talk to lending houses to make it affordable for people to actually engage in activities that allow them to let the economy flow. So this is critical at this point in time. But we are definitely still struggling. It's struggling times for us in the industry. It's struggling times for us in South Africa. And we all really need to play our part in having open conversations with government for them to understand how critical the impact of all these negative influences are taking place in the industry.
Has there been any real assistance?
You know, we've gone out of COVID through to this challenging time. Eskom is a real problem, as you well know. You know, we were excited about the news that allows for private electrical opportunities to take place. I think we're going to see a massive shift in the next 6 to 12 months of innovation, of people looking at alternative power supply, etc. But, you know, one thing we've learned in South Africa is it's about time, and we need to ensure that we can bridge the gap between where we're at now to survival. And that is now a critical part that we need to talk to our restaurants about, and we need to look at opportunity and solutions in that space to make sure that we can allow as many restaurants to continue to trade. We need to have these conversations with the landlords, and we need to keep people employed in our country. You know, we're sitting with a very high unemployment rate, and as long as businesses are closing, we're going to see more challenges taking place.
Do you assist on that side of it if a restaurant, especially a small business, needs some help in talking to their landlords? How involved does the association get in that sense?
Absolutely. We have a commercial division called Restaurant Voice. It's a one-stop shop for all restaurateurs, and we do everything from liquor licenses, outstanding UIF tours. We do everything from renegotiation of leases with landlords. We look at re-evaluating the site, the cost of the site, changing the site up, giving back some of the space, going into more outdoor spaces. We're looking at debt reviews. We're looking at supplier remodeling, et cetera. We're looking at cost prices of standard commodities, et cetera. We're looking at training. We have a compliance team. So we have a team of very diverse specialists that are certainly doing everything we can to engage with different degrees of municipal offices, et cetera, for, you know, looking at rezoning of car dealerships to be able to put restaurants into those spaces that they can own their space,
very
clever, to renting spaces. So there's a lot of good work that we're trying to do to be innovative, to make it more sustainable for restaurants to continue to trade no matter what the challenges are. You know, that then we're off the grid, we can have our water tanks, we can have our generators. Obviously, the cost of these generators and fuel prices at the moment is crippling for any restaurant.
But it's just incredible how we move and we're working to be completely, completely independent of a government for almost anything. But nevertheless, Wendy Elbert is the CEO of the Restaurants Association of South Africa, doing her bit to try and assist this industry, make sure that people have jobs and that these businesses not only survive but thrive.